When you were watching reports about the recent California fires, while sympathetic for the victims, at least I hope you were you grateful it wasn't happening where you are? How about when you see those massive snowstorms in places like Buffalo and Albany? Same thing, it's not where you are? All right, let's ramp it up a bit. How about news about a workplace shooting? You're, of course, thankful it wasn't where you are, but what about if one day it is? How would you prepare for and handle any of those situations? When you listen to my next guest, you will be able to take on challenging, even dangerous situations with a lot more confidence. You've seen him share his expertise and knowledge on the Weather Channel, Fox News, The Today Show, whole host of other outlets. Additionally, he's the author of several survival books, and that's the key word, to survive. His latest, Disaster Survival 101, The Essential Guide to Preparing for and Surviving Any Emergency Scenario. Creek Stewart, how are you today, Creek?
Well, I'm fantastic, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on and talking about this subject. It's very important.
And find out more about Creek's World, creekstewart.com. We have that link posted at our homepage as well. I guess having read Disaster Survival 101, the key idea I took away from it is prepare to maintain control. Is that, if without that as a foundation, you're kind of lost, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I love the way you phrase that, because that is the way I look at preparedness, is an effort to at least maintain what control you have control of in a large-scale disaster. It is not true that you have no control whatsoever when disaster strikes. But what is true is that any control that you do have is done in advance, is done by making preparations in advance. And I think that's exactly what preparedness is.
And when you look at the full picture, you wind up not missing the small things that could make a big difference. Case in point, I mentioned the California fires. George and my friend out in California, if the fire had crossed the 405 highway, that would have been the end for that whole neighborhood where she is. And I get this text from her. The power was out at that time, and her car was in the garage. She didn't know how to manually get the garage open without the door opener working, so I had to talk her through that. It's those little things that obviously could make a difference. She didn't have to evacuate, thankfully, but if she did, she would have been stuck, or she didn't have the knowledge I was able to give her.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, because it's virtually impossible for anyone to make really solid, sound decisions in the midst of a crisis. It's very difficult to make really good decisions in the midst of being scared and maybe being on the borderline of panic. And that's why it's so important to make some of these decisions and to do some of these things in advance of something happening, so that you already have plans in place. And then it's just simply executing a plan that you already have.
Should you also, because you go look at just a daily newscast and you can see all sorts of situations, I'm not saying don't plan for everything that you think you need to, but is it important to prioritize and spend more time with the most likely?
Absolutely. So history is our best teacher, and most of the disasters that any listener is going to experience in their specific territory or area have already happened. Especially weather-related disasters. I think everyone kind of knows, like, what are the things that are most likely to happen in my town or in my city? You know, in California, it's obviously wildfires, right? It's wildfires and landslides. In Florida, we're thinking hurricanes. In the Midwest, it's tornadoes. In the North and Northeast, it's winter storms. I think history is a wonderful teacher in that respect, and it's impossible to prepare for all things because, quite frankly, some things, they're just new, you know, whether it's a terrorist attack or something crazy out of left field. But a lot of the things that really do have the potential to happen, they've already happened before. And so pick the ones that you think have the most potential to striking in your area and tackle those first, for sure.
I know when you use the term prepper, a lot of people will giggle, laugh, dismiss those prepper crazy people that are thinking the world's coming to an end. But the concept of what a prepper does when it comes to food storage, water safety, drinkability, who doesn't want to know that?
Yeah, exactly. So television has given, you know, and maybe YouTube has given preppers a really bad connotation, you know, and there's an extreme on every side of everything, right? So I also believe that in the past decade, the idea of preparedness is much more top of mind for every average person out there than what we might think, especially coming out of the pandemic. Their preparedness and being prepared and ready for anything is really common sense these days. If people are not having these conversations around the dinner table, then quite frankly, I think it's irresponsible, because I always say that the next disaster is next week. And that proves true. Literally, almost every single week, there's a new headline for a new disaster happening somewhere. And they are indiscriminate in where it doesn't matter what color you are, what religion you are, what zip code you live in. There's a new disaster happening somewhere. And you know, it's a conversation that we should be having around the dinner tables and with our friends.
Dr. Greg Stewart, author of the latest book, Disaster Survival 101, The Essential Guide to Preparing for and Surviving Any Emergency Situation, a Scenario. GregStewart.com, the website you're listening to, Issues and Ideas. It's a difference between thinking, well, what if something happens? What do I do? Versus when something happens, this is what I'm going to do.
Exactly. And that's really what I focus on in the book. I learned a long time ago that the harder something is and the more expensive that something is, the least likely someone is to do it. And so in this book that we're discussing, Disaster Survival 101, I make it really simple. I give you step-by-step instructions for preparing your home and an evacuation kit if you had to evacuate that are very simple and inexpensive. Anyone, regardless of skill level and regardless of budget, can implement some disaster survival strategies within their household that could really move the needle in preparedness. You know, whether it's food storage, whether it's water filters or water storage, or getting some backup medicines that you might have to have in the event that you can't get to the pharmacy. A lot of people are dependent on daily medication. You know, simple things like that, that maybe you haven't checked off the list yet, I give you a really nice, easy strategy to follow in order to make a big difference in your household preparedness.
You also help people realize, too, how the solutions or the preparation steps are literally available at their local box store. Places like Walmart, for example, in their sporting section, they sell the freeze-dried food. You talk about indoor propane heaters, which a lot of people were probably brought up thinking, no, indoor propane heater, bad. Don't use propane inside. But they have those, and as well as natural gas ones that when I mentioned the blizzards of upstate New York, that's something you can easily keep around the house. They don't take up much space, and those little suckers warm up a big space pretty fast.
They sure do, and kerosene heaters are a fantastic off-grid heat option. You know, these days, when the electricity goes out, most people in North America are in big trouble because we are completely dependent on electricity. And so for those in northern, colder climates, having a backup heating solution is really, really important. And so my number one recommendation there is a kerosene space heater. Kerosene has a really long shelf life, like 10, 15 years, and even longer. And you can get a kerosene space heater for $100 at your local home improvement store. And that is a fantastic heating solution, not only to keep your house warm, but to keep your pipes from freezing and making the situation even worse.
How big of a dilemma is it, and how much are they adding to the risk if a person is indecisive about whether to stay or whether to leave?
Well, it is certainly an important decision. So in a lot of large-scale disasters, authorities will give you an evacuation order if it's something, you know, that is like a hurricane or a fire. You know, a lot of times you'll get an evacuation order for those, and you don't have to think about that. If there's an evacuation order, you need to evacuate, period. But there are some instances where you might have to think about, do I evacuate or do I not? And those are different for every single person. So in the book, I list 23 disasters, and In under the category of each one of those different large-scale disasters, I provide a checklist to help you make that decision on whether or not to stay or whether or not to go. It's a really simple, sometimes 5 to 10 point checklist. And if you're checking these boxes, then that means you either stay or you go. And preparedness for staying and going are slightly different. The option for evacuating is called a bug out bag. It essentially means that you need 3 days worth of independent survival food and water and tools in a backpack so that you can grab it and go at a moment's notice.
For you listening, I'm going to make a suggestion. Well, first and foremost, to get a copy of Creek's book, Disaster Survival 101, The Essential Guide to Preparing for and Surviving Any Emergency Scenario. And when you do, toward the end of the book are those 23 situations. Pick the most likely that could happen where you are, either here in New Jersey, if you're listening in the stream, wherever you are, and follow those steps. Because if you do one of those preparation situations, you'll get a better idea, and you can expand your preparation awareness, your preparation confidence, and understand how important, how easy it is to be ahead of something bad happening versus having to react to something bad happening. Again, it's Disaster Survival 101, The Essential Guide to Preparing for and Surviving Any Emergency Scenario. Website, creekstewart.com. Creek, thanks so much for the empowerment you give people. From the simple, I always wondered about, to the important, I better learn more about situations, all points in between. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris. And like I always say, it's not if, but when.